This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in.
There's a party over there. Everybody have a sip, have fun, and say cheers. There's a party over here. There's a party over there. Everybody have a sip, have fun, and say cheers.
I walked in the club, shorty dancing all around, twerking. She dipping low, ass all on the ground. Give me a shot of something strong I can sip on. I did a two-step. The DJ played my favorite song.
Everybody, welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, aka the talk of the town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is Thursday, August 24th, 2023, and on today's show, man, you know, we getting personal with it, man. We getting personal with it. For all my fellas out there, you know, for all my fathers out there that got, you know, multiple baby mothers, I gotta tell you, man, there's some women out here that's coming for your neck, man. They coming for your neck hard. But don't worry about it. Here on the Slack is Talk, I believe I have a way to calm things down a little bit. I believe I have a way of making them see things a little bit differently. So without a doubt, let's get it in. Hey, this is your boy, Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The Slack is Talk podcast is available on all your favorite podcast platforms. Choose your favorite podcast platform, go to the Slack is Talk, hit that follow or subscribe button, and that's it. All your work is done. As soon as you hit that follow button, a new episode, a new content of the Slack is Talk podcast will be delivered straight to your device as soon as it becomes available. Now, here's the best part. You can listen to my show live, which I definitely recommend, but it gets even better. Let's say that you're busy that day. The Slack is Talk podcast episodes will be available 24/7. So you can listen to the show later. You can listen to the show the next day. You know, you can listen to 3 episodes a day. You can listen to an entire series on your way to work, on your way to the gym, however you want to do it. So you see, it's simple, easy, and convenient. So what are you waiting for? I'll see y'all Thursdays at 9 o'clock. You heard? And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host. It's your boy, Jason Slack. As always, man, as usual, man, it's a blessing to be here. I'd like to thank y'all for rocking with me. Y'all already know what it is. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. Definitely, man. Let's get it in. As we start this new episode, you know, this week, man, you know, it's nothing but good vibes, man. Nothing but good news that's been happening since the last time we spoke. As you know, man, it's college season. You know, college is in full effect. I shouldn't say college. I shouldn't say just college. School period, man. You know, it's back to school. It's that time of the year, you know, and this one has a different ring to it. I'm happy to say, you know, both of my kids are college students, you know, even though my son ain't start yet, you know what I mean? Not only that, but Dream Elite, you know, I have, you know, 15, 16 kids going to the next level. And you don't know how happy I am about that, man. And maybe you do, man, because I talk about it each and every week. And that's just how, you know, how happy I am about it, how passionate I'm about it. It's the reason why I started coaching in the first place. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely happy about that. You know, this past week, you know, I helped you know, move my daughter into college. You know, she's a sophomore, and you know, as a freshman, you have to live. All freshmen have to stay in on a certain campus with just freshmen only. You know what I'm saying? So by her moving, you know, up to sophomore, you know what I'm saying, you get to stay off campus now, and you know, you get to venture off and do your own things. You know what I'm saying? So it's actually like she's actually in an apartment now. So like, this is like another positive step, you know, of her becoming an adult. You know what I'm saying? Of her becoming a woman. And nice place, you know, super dope. I was happy to see it, and it just brought good vibes, man. Like, you know, she's growing up. It also means that I'm getting older, you know what I'm saying? And while we're on the subject of my daughter Aaliyah, you know, even before, you know, before she went back to college, you know, she just recently got her driver's license. You know what I mean? So I wanna say congrats and shout out to her for that, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy, you know what I mean, how, you know, things work in packs, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I tell y'all, like, when things positive, when things, you know, positive things come your way, man, you gotta enjoy it, man. You gotta treat yourself, man. You definitely gotta represent it, you know what I mean? Because it's not promised, it's not guaranteed. So when it do comes, man, we gotta represent that, you know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta bring that out, you know, we gotta acknowledge that, you know what I mean? Like, I came up with a show a couple of weeks ago, Acknowledge Me, and everybody should feel like that, you know what I'm saying? Everybody should be acknowledged, you know, for something positive or a mile, you know, a milestone in their career or their life, you know what I'm saying? It should be acknowledged, and, you know, nothing but good vibes. Congratulations to everybody that's going to school, that's going to the next level. I love it, man. This is why I do what I do, you know. Special shout out goes out to my Vision for Kids organization. As you know, we celebrating, this is our 18th year that we've been in business. I started this in 2005, back with my partner Celeste Howard. Shout out to her, TMF in the building. You know how we do. But yeah, we celebrating 18 years, man. 18 years I've been representing, you know, for the kids, man. Whether it's like basketball tournaments, coaching, you know, there's anything I could do to keep the kids off the street. So, you know, shout out to us, man. 18 years, man. That's a milestone, you know what I mean? Shout out to us. Shout out to all, you know, my Vision for Kids members that have birthdays this month, that are celebrating birthdays this month. And we only have two. I'd like to say happy birthday to August, who just celebrated her, I believe, 17-year-old birthday. I'm sorry if I'm wrong about that, on Monday. I was able to see some of the pictures. You know, she's in New York. Just super proud of the woman she has become, man. Proud, man, proud. So, nothing but smart women, smart females, man. I love it. You know what I mean? It's nothing like seeing a vision, you know, come to life from day one, ever since day one, man. And that's what she represents. Happy birthday to August. Also, you know, happy birthday coming up to my goddaughter Destiny. I can't say enough, man. This, who's also in New York, super proud, man. You know, in New York doing a thing. Has a lot of younger siblings, and she's been like a great example for them, man. Great example. You know, a lot of people see that as pressure when you're the oldest, and I mean, sometimes it could be, but for somebody like Destiny that do her thing and just keep striving and keep doing what she's doing, keep being great, it's nothing. It's like the transition is nothing, you know what I mean? You have always been a leader in my eyes, and you will continue to be that. And I just want to say happy birthday, and I love you. Now, before we get it in, man, I want y'all to know that today's episode is sponsored by rap artist Watts, who recently released his new single called Party. The new single, Party, is performed by Watts and produced by Godstar, and is available in all music platforms. I gotta tell you up front, man, the new single, man, Party, man, is a club anthem, man. Good vibe music, man. Good party music. just like the title, party, you know what I'm saying? It kicks it off, man. It sets off the party. So if you haven't already, man, I suggest you go ahead and download that, man, and enjoy it, man. You're missing out. Also, you know, we want to shout out Watts for stopping here on the Slackest Talk podcast to promote the new single, you know, 2 weeks ago, man. Much love, and we appreciate that. Now, on today's show, man, we got something serious to discuss. It's been an issue that's been floating around for some weeks now, maybe even months. And, you know, it finally came around, you know, to my inbox and onto my email. And as I stated before, you know, it's an interactive show. So, like, whenever it comes across, you know, my email or whatever, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna address it. And the topic that's been coming up and the topic that we're going to talk about today is, and like I said, man, females, man, these women, they going in. It's about guys that have, you know, multiple baby mothers. Not even so much as, you know, multiple baby mothers, but not to put the emphasis on that part of it, but guys that have two families, so to speak. And let me explain more in depth, you know, what they're saying that the situation is. Now, before we get into this, you know, a couple of things, you know, I want to talk about. First, you know, as for me, you know, I just have, you know, one baby mother. You know, I mean, I have two kids and I just have one baby mother. So, you know, it doesn't, you know, I recognize that this topic doesn't apply to me directly. One, I just want to put that out there. And two, when I give advice about these things, I give you the normal situation. So, like, for example, like, we all know that it's crazy people out here. You know what I'm saying? There's people that's just, they just do stupid things. You know what I mean? There's people that have, like, mental problems. And there's people that just do things out of spite because they hate people. For me, I'm not, when I give you advice, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, none of that outside the box stuff. I'm talking about the situation in general. Like, as if, you know, it's a normal situation where, you know, it's just about, this about the topic itself and nothing extra. You know what I mean? So we know if somebody has a mental problem, then all bets are off. You know what I'm saying? That might change the whole, you know what I mean? That might change the whole way we look at things. You know what I'm saying? So I'll give you the normal way of looking at it. So I just wanted to put those two things out there. Now, the question at hand, or the situation at hand, or what they're talking about is when guys have two different families. So what they're saying is, a guy can have, you know, a guy could be with a woman and have, let's say, two kids with her. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're not together anymore, you know, for whatever reason. And then later on in life, or maybe right after, you know, he gets with another female and, you know, he has kids with her. So in retrospect, in reality, you know, he has two different families, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? By two different women, right? So now that the issue at hand that's being talked about is, why do guys take care of their second family and not their first? Or why do they treat their second family better than they treat their first? That's the issue. That's what's coming, you know, that's what's coming on the table here. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women have been talking about this, like I said, for weeks, and it's just been a recurring conversation, man. So I thought, you know, I'll talk about it here on the Slackest Talk, and maybe I could, like, you know, help calm things down and give a point of view that I think maybe people are overlooking. Now, first, right, again, we're talking normal situation, right? So a normal person, right, you're talking about your kids, you're talking about something that you created, You know what I mean? You talking about something that you brought into this world, right? So a normal person should love each and every one of his kids. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of who the mother is, you know, regardless of the situation, you know what I mean? It's something that you brought to life. It's something that you brought to the table. You should want to do nothing but see the kid, those kids win. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to the kids, it should be nothing but that. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but that idea in mind. Now, there are certain situations that make things difficult. Like, say, for example, if one of the families live in a different state, that's going to be an issue, naturally, because, you know, you can't see, you know, that family every day. So, you know, when he sees the second family, he's not going to be able to see the first because they live in two different states. It's two different families and it's only one of him. Like, you get what I'm saying? So what we going to do in the interest of fairness and to keep everything fair, we're going to talk as if, you know, everybody lives in the same state. We're going to make everything even, you know. Everybody gets along, everybody lives in the same state. We're going to make everything even so we can get like a, so we can have like an accurate conversation here, like an accurate point of view, you know what I mean? I think that's the only way to do it. Now, in thinking about this long and hard, right, even though I don't have, you know, two different families, you know what I mean? I just have one, right? I thought about this situation long and hard, right? You know how I do it here on the Slackers Talk when I give advice. You know, we take what we could use and kind of apply it to everything, right? So, I have two kids, right? And I think about it from time to time. You know what I'm saying? I have one that's 18 and one that's 19. So, I've been a parent for 19 years. Periodically, man, I go back and I think about those 19 years, like, right? I think about the timeline from the beginning to the end. I think of all the things that I did right. I've looked back and think of things that I did differently. I look at the things that I've done that's not so good. You know, I kind of do a whole review. I look at everything, right? And one of the things that I noticed, right, is, let's say if I was to have another kid today, right, it could be by the same woman or even different, right, or even a different woman, right, in this situation it wouldn't even matter. Let's say I have another child, which I'm retired, by the way, you know what I'm saying? I did my 19 years. It's time for me to, like, get out here, you know, get back out here and do my thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm retired. So this is this make-believe. Let's say I was to have, you know, another child, right? And just comparing the two, like, just having my basic general common sense. All right, I had my first child, which is my daughter, she was born when I was 23. I was 23 years old, right? So basically, you know, 23, I'm, you know, 5-6 years removed out of high school, give or take. You know what I mean? I'm just getting out of school. I'm just getting out of my teenage years. You know what I mean? So at 23, I'm up and coming. I'm trying to find my way. You know what I'm saying? I'm up and coming. I'm just, you know, entering my adulthood. Some people say, you know, it's after age 25, that's when you really start to click as an adult. Like, you got all that, you know, play time out of you, and, you know, you're ready to get serious about working or your career and everything, and, you know, you're more mature, and all that childish stuff is out the way, right? So at 23, I'm up and coming. Now, I can, as of today, me being, you know, 42, it's easy and it's common sense to understand that I'm more established right now than I am, than I was when I was 23. I'm more established. I'm more financially stable. I have seasoning under my belt right now today. I have experience under my belt right now today. There's a lot of things that I have today that I didn't have when I was 23. So I say that to say that if I was to have a kid today, that kid is going to have the benefit of having a father with experience and who comes with all these more advanced things than he had when he was 23. So in this instance, it's not about, I don't think it's about loving one more than the other. I think it's more about the timing in life. Like, for example, right? You know, our fortunes and our situations change. So, like, let's say, you know, at 23 years old, I was up and coming. So now, 20 years later, I might be a millionaire. So now, out the gate, you know, the child that I just had is going to be able to go on more trips. He's going to have, you know, at certain ages where, you know, with my first two, I couldn't do that. You understand what I'm saying? The financial situation may have gotten better. The living arrangements have gotten better. You know, money doesn't solve everything, but it helps a lot with a lot of stuff. You know, all those things are good now as opposed to I was building that when I was 23. So that kid is going to seem like that kid got a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? My new child is going to seem like it got a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Now, with experience, because I have experience under my belt, I have the luxury, you know, regardless of whether my new child is a girl or a boy, I have the luxury of being able to sit back and say, well, this is what I wish I would have did, you know, with my first son or my first daughter. Here's what I missed out on. Here's some of the things that I missed out on. Let me see if I can catch them this time around. With this situation here, I could do this a little bit different. You have with experience, you have the luxury of all of that. As opposed to when I was 23, I was learning on my way. You know what I'm saying? It was on the job training. Versus now, I know what it takes. A lot of times, you know, things don't even have to be bad, or it don't even have to be negative. And this is one of the things that I teach. Like, even when things are good, you can always, like, sit back and think of ways to improve. You understand what I'm saying? It's about being a competitor. You know? Like, I learned that from my man, Michael Jordan. You know, he wasn't satisfied with 3 rings. He wanted 4. When he got the 4th one, he wanted the 5th one. Like, things can always get better. They don't have to be bad, but they can always get better. There's always something that you can improve on. Even, you know, with my son and my daughter, college students, they're trying to, you know, they're doing businesses and stuff like that. They're playing ball and all the above. They're driving. Like, I view it as a great success. But still, and it's not a negative thing, but in the back of my mind, are there things where I could have been better at? Yeah. Is there things out there that I could have got them more involved with? Yeah. Do I feel like I missed on certain opportunities? Yeah. So if I was to have another kid now, I would have the luxury of being able to fix those things, so to speak. You know what I mean? I'll have a second chance to fix the mistakes or the opportunities that I missed. Whereas, you know, I was just coming up the first time around. That's just, I don't think that's picking one over the other. I think that's just natural. Because your fortunes and your circumstances and your situations change. Now, certain things, to play on the other side of the field, certain things that I don't think you could do anything about. So if you have two different families, and of course, you know, it's two different women, there's only one of you, so you only live, you know, even if they live in the same state, you know, you only live in one house, right? So if you're living in one house with one family, I'm not sure if it's even possible for you to be able to, as far as like spending time with all your kids, I don't think it's possible for that to even out, if that makes sense. Because the reason why I say that is because whoever you live with, that's going to be where you, that's going to be who you spend the most time with, because you're laying your head there. You understand what I'm saying? That's where you come home from work. That's where you sleep at. So I don't think, certain things I don't think can even out. And that's one of them. Now, here's where things could get a bit tricky. Here's where things could get a little bit dicey. Now, if you have multiple families and all of the kids are roughly around the same age, and we're talking about maybe 4, 5, or 6 kids or better, now, you know, things start to get a little dicey. And, you know, before I say this, I know, you know, to all the women out there that's listening, is going to say, well, you know, he should have thought about this before he laid down. You know, he should have thought about this before he had all the kids, had all these kids. You know, he did this to himself. He ain't got nobody to blame but him. And yeah, you know, I'm not going to lie. That's true. You know what I mean? You should have known, you know, what the outcome would be. And, but for the man, for the guy, I guess, you know, what's done is done already. So, you know, you have all these kids and they're around the same age, and what's going to end up happening is, and I just, you know, I've been thinking about it this way too. And this is something that I went through. And again, I just have one family and two kids, but I have been through this, you know, and I have witnessed this. When I have a boy and a girl, but when they were younger, you know, I'm talking about, I would like to say at least 13, about 13 or 14, maybe about 14 and under, I found that I was able to keep them together a lot. You know what I'm saying? 13 or 14, you kind of in the same boat. You know, y'all like to go play video games. Y'all like to eat. You really, the girlfriend, the boyfriend thing ain't start yet. You know, y'all just really getting outside and being able to go outside by yourselves. So it's mainly, their mindset is like mainly like just the family up until that point. So most of the time, you know, you go out of town, they all with it. You know, everybody go together. You know, you do this, you know what I mean? Everybody together. It's a lot easier to be able to function and take care of both of them equally that way. But as they get older, you know, things change. Her friend is having a birthday party today. He has basketball practice. This is going on this week for this person. You know, that's going on later on today. They're getting older and they have their own schedule. You know, life happens. That makes it more difficult because Now you have to turn this way, that way, this way, that way, this way, that way. And, you know, getting to the point, and like I said, that's with me, with two kids and one family. I've witnessed that and I've been through that. So if, you know, you have six, five, six, seven, and they're around the same age maybe, and, you know, this person is graduating today, and 2 days later you got a birthday. Next week, this person got this going on that got to be paid for. It starts to add up, and it starts to add up fast, you know, and especially like if you're not rich, right? So, you know, when these kids are younger, you can get away with that because they're not at that stage yet. You know what I'm saying? When they get older and they start having their own lifestyles and they start understanding a little bit more and doing a little bit more, that's when the time, you know, the time starts getting looked at, and you spent this amount on this and you spent this amount on that, that's not equal. And that's when things start to get looked at, when everybody has a different schedule and everybody gets older. And to me, I think the right way, a woman is going to feel how, you know, she feel. But I think the man could make things right with the kids when you have that relationship. I think it's all about, I think the easiest way, you know, me talking about, you know, from a person that do not have multiple families, I think the easiest way would probably be the relationship. So if it's a boy involved and, you know, he's older now, that's when you sit and have the conversations with him. Like, you know, this is what I may have did wrong. You know, this is why this is like that. You know what I'm saying? Even though you might feel a certain type of way, I love you, it's not really that. You know, this is what's happening. When they get older, you can have like them real conversations with them about real stuff. And if they love you and the feeling is mutual, they will respect you for that. They would understand that. Because it's gonna come to a time where they're gonna get older and they're gonna see some of the stuff that you went through. And then they'll be able to say to themselves, oh, okay, so that's what my father was going through. So now I might have seen it, you know, now I see things a little bit differently now and stuff like that. So they might not get it now, but they probably will later. You know, I've went through that a lot. You know what I'm saying? I've told my kids and a lot of people certain things and they thought I was crazy. But later on down the line, they came back and they said, yo, you know, you know what you was talking about. So if you have the relationship, it starts and it ends with the kids. If you have a relationship, you know, with your kids, right, which you should, no matter how many you have, no matter where they're living at, it's about the relationship. If you have that good relationship and you maintain that good relationship, you gotta have that honest conversation with them. Well, you know, this is what I'm going through. Well, this is what I got myself into. Well, let me show you, you know, what not to do. Let me show you what you could do maybe when you get a little bit older in life. You know what I'm saying? This is what I missed out on. You know what I'm saying? Like, have that conversation with them. You know what I mean? If they old enough, especially like they're old enough to understand. The younger ones, you should be good because they might not be ready yet. You know what I mean? You might not be ready for that conversation. And, you know, my experience, like what I learned is when you up front and you honest and you have that relationship and you got that good track record, and you know, you keep it honest with them, they would want to help you out as opposed to trying to destroy you, because they're always going to have a love and respect for what you have done for them. You understand what I'm saying? Especially like the older ones, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna appreciate that. And it goes a long way. Now, the angle where I'm going at this is, if you have that conversation and that relationship with your kids, and you get your kids to buy in, and everybody, you and your kids are all in one accord, the only thing you can kind of do is hope that the different woman that you have the kids by will see that. And then after they see that, they would ease up a little bit, if that makes sense. Because, you know, the fact of the matter is, you can have just one kid and you're not going to be able to do every single thing for that one kid. You're not going to be able to fix every problem. You know what I'm saying? That's with one. So you're definitely not going to be able to do it with four, five, six, or seven. You know, it has to be a reality thing. Everybody has to, like, keep it real. And just to make a long story short, man, you know, if it is a situation where you got yourself in a hole, it doesn't have to end up that way. You know, we just got to put in some work. If money is the issue, hey, we have to dig deep and find out what your kids love that doesn't require a lot of money. If it's, you know, an issue with time, you know, find out some of the things that your kids love that doesn't require a lot of time. You just got to put in the extra work, you know what I'm saying? And if you really love all your kids equally, which only you would know. You understand what I'm saying? Like, forget what everybody else says. Like, only you would know. If you love everybody equal, you got to go that extra mile to find out what they like that'll also accommodate your situation. Now, just to add real quick, hopefully, you know, to the woman, when they give their point of view, hopefully, it's truly and really about the kid, and it's not a situation where, you know, you kind of a little bit upset because, you know, their father has moved on or, you know, something like that, dealing with that. You know what I mean? Hopefully, it's not about your relationship status with the man, and hopefully, it's really about the kid. Because that plays a part as well. But other than that, the guys just have to put in the work. You know, if just because you start off losing doesn't mean you have to end up losing. Just because you down 5 or 10 in the first quarter doesn't automatically mean you lost the entire game. Now, if this is a situation where you have, you know, multiple different families and you paying child support to multiple different women, well, how should I say it? Oh, well, we'll keep that conversation for maybe another episode, if you know what I mean. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And just put in the work, man. Put in the work. Build those relationships. And once you have that relationship with the main important people, hopefully the rest will follow. But y'all take it easy. And we'll be back to talk again next week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.